Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. A true hippie would never confuse a peace sign with the Mercedes-Benz emblem.
Of course they wouldn't.
It's not the same
thing.
It's
not.
The 60s were strange, but not that strange, which takes me to my first song. It is a song by The Doors. It was released in 1967 and is the first track on the album of the same name.
Uh-huh. What, The Doors?
No, it's the same name as my first song.
What's the first song's name?
Pay attention.
What's the name of the first song?
I'm going to tell you shortly.
You're going to surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is the second studio album by The Doors, and the album was a commercial success, reaching number 3333 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
What did it reach, my love?
3333. Here's Strange Days.
And you know
Boy, that was a strange song.
You think?
It was. In 1969, the Statement on Chemical and Biological Defense Policies and Programs was a speech delivered on November 25th by President Richard Nixon.
I am not a crook.
That's what he said. In the speech, Nixon announced the end of the U.S. Offensive Biological Weapons Program and reaffirmed a no-first-use policy for chemical weapons. So basically he said, we don't have any, but if we did, we wouldn't use them first.
We would use them first?
We wouldn't.
We wouldn't use them first.
But we don't have any.
Of course not.
That's why I was taught.
Because it's a secret.
That's why part of my Army basic training was what to do if we were attacked by biological weapons.
And what would you do? Run for cover.
Basically dig a hole and bury yourself.
Well, I'm going to spice up your strange days today with my first song by the Cryin' Shames. The Cryin' Shames, who were an American garage rock band from Hinsdale, Illinois.
Hey, local.
Yay! The band's most successful moment came with their cover of a Searchers song. It hit number 49 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1966. The song is Just Like Me.
Wait. Just Like Me was a Paul Revere and the Raiders song.
No, you moron. It's about me.
Oh, it's all about you.
Of
okay.
course it is.
All
Don't
right.
you know Living With Me? It's all about me.
I should know that by now.
Here's Sugar and Spice. In 1969, on February 9th, the Boeing 747 jumbo jet took to the sky for the very first time.
How about that?
With that event, commercial air travel changed forever.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Chances are you've heard about the plane with a spiral staircase in first class. The plane with the two wide aisles and the three widescreen movies and the 8-foot ceilings and economy. And chances are you've wondered, who's going to get this incredible bird off the ground? Now you know. Pan Am will bring you the world's first 747. Pan Am will bring you the plane with all the room in the world before you know it.
Yeah, all the room in the world. Now you get into a plane, you can barely get your hips in the seat, and you can barely get your knees from jamming into the guy in front of you. If he puts his seat back, you're sitting there going, ah! And they didn't even charge you for your seats and luggage then.
I know, and I have yet to see a spiral staircase in an airplane.
Me too.
I'm lucky if I get a little bag of pretzels.
Peanuts would have been better.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1969. That's when Senator Ted Kennedy drives his car off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island, right off Martha's Vineyard, killing his young passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne. Uh-oh, he's got some splaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the 1969 newsreel.
At midnight last Friday, Senator Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge and into a pond on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. A young woman in the car with him was drowned. Kennedy survived but failed to report the accident until 10 hours later. Today, police moved to prosecute the senator on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident after causing bodily harm. ABC's Mal Good reports from Edgartown, Massachusetts.
At 9:30 in front of the Dukes County Courthouse, Chief of Police Dominic Arena faced newsmen in a crowd estimated at 400 townspeople and vacationers. Filing a complaint with the county clerk, Arena charged the senator with leaving the scene of an accident after having done bodily harm.
My investigation is completed. Mr. Steele and I will be prepared to go into the hearing, and we'll just present our facts, and then if the complaint is issued, then a summons will be issued for the senator, and then we have to go to court.
The senator will not be required to be present when a formal hearing is held next Monday. He will be represented by local attorney Richard McCarran and longtime friend and advisor of the Kennedy family, Burke Marshall.
A week after the accident, Kennedy received a suspended sentence, and that was the end of it. Now, that happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
But many Americans would never look at Kennedy the same way. And that's what happened. Way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back.
Boy, 1969 really was a strange year, and we're just scratching the surface right now.
I know. Well, 69 was, it was. Everything happened in 69.
Yeah, it was like the culmination of the 60s. All the strangeness in the 60s
just kind of exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end.
Lots of strange things were brewing.
Yeah.
Which coincidentally brings me to my next song.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. It is a song by the British rock band Cream.
Oh, okay.
They're a cream and a crop. Get it?
Cream.
Okay. It was first released as a single in June of 1967 in the United States and England. It was later added to their second studio album, Disraeli Gears, which is a great album, by the way. The single peaked at number 17 on the charts in July of that same year. Huh?
Really? Yeah. On the Billboard Hot 100?
Yes, number 17.
Okay, not on the UK.
No.
All right. And sometimes you make up things, too.
I would never make up
baloney.
Things. No. Here's Strange Brew.
She's a witch of trouble in electric blue, in her own mind.
You know, this is strange. You're certain that that hit number 17?
That is from the ever-correct Wikipedia.
And My Sugar and Spice, that you hear all the time, and I've never heard this song before, hit 49?
I don't explain it. I just report it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it, because that's pretty strange. 17? Oh, that song sucked.
You're right. It should have gotten higher.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's new and improved chocolate chip cookies. Cookies just like the ones Grandma would have made if only she had 23 types of preservatives and 37 wholesome artificial flavors.
That's true.
It's true. Okay, now for my last song of the day, which I'm keeping just as sweet as my first song, was written and performed by Tommy Rowe. It reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1966, and the song was ranked number 44 on the Billboard Magazine's Top 100 Songs of 1966.
We should invest in an echo. You know? We should do that.
We have one, but you never put it in anymore when I do say it. Mm-hmm. It was also featured on his 1966 album, Sweet Pea. Here's Sweet Pea.
I can't believe a grown man sang that song.
It's a cute song, my love.
Some people do anything for money.
Yeah, of course, like we are. Oh, we don't get paid. In 1969, with its focus having evolved toward a more youthful-oriented, one of the Smother Brothers show became most popular and controversial. There are three topics of satire: racism, the president, and the Vietnam War, wound up defining the show's content, eventually leading it to its demise.
That would do it.
Mm-hmm.
That would do it. Well, my last song for today is actually about tomorrow. But I'm doing
sure,
it.
Sure, of course it is.
I'm doing it today, but it's about tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's a strange year.
And very strange.
Yeah, of course.
This song is a song by the Beatles, released as the final track on their August 1966 album, Revolver. It is credited as a Lennon-McCartney song, but it was primarily written by John Lennon. Rolling Stone placed it at number 18 on its list of the 100 greatest Beatles songs, which I'm surprised I never heard it. It has been noted as an early and influential recording in both psychedelic music and electronic music. Huh? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Listen and enjoy. Tomorrow Never Knows. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.